Democratic Representative Kristen Boggs of Columbus criticizes Yost for speaking at an ECOT graduation in 2015 and for not immediately conducting a full audit in 2014 after receiving a whistleblower tip on enrollment.
If Yost had simply done his job back in 2014, we might not be in this situation with ECOT running TV ads and this fighting in court to hang on their ill-gotten gains.
Yost's office contends that they did conduct an audit, actually three, in a 13-month span. ECOT was ordered to give the state $60 million back for dramatically overestimating full-time student enrollment. That's a fight ECOT is taking to the Ohio Supreme Court. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.